Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais avec Véronica.
I promised you a word about advent calendars as we approach the time you need to get out there and buy one, or even better, make one for your nearest and dearest. This is a tradition that goes back to the 19th century, and it was the Protestants who wanted to mark the days leading up to Christmas in some sort of way. The four-week period before Christmas is of course known as Advent, which all of you Latin scholars will know means coming, as in the coming of Jesus. And the origin of that goes back to the 5th and 6th centuries in Spain and Gaul. First of all, they started lighting candles to mark the days. But then they did that anyway because they didn't have electricity, so what was special about that? What was special about that? Something more permanent was needed. A new practice of hanging up a devotional image every day ultimately led to the creation of the first known handmade wooden advent calendar in 1851. Sometime in the early 20th century, the first printed calendars appeared, followed by Gerhard Lang's innovation of adding little doors in the 1920s. He is thus thought to be the creator of the modern advent calendar. Others added little Bible verses behind the doors alongside traditional pictures from the 1930s. But then, Lang's business closed shortly before the outbreak of the Second World War. Cardboard was rationed, and those nice Nazis banned the printing of calendars with images. But after the war ended, a printer in Stuttgart miraculously obtained a permit from the US officials to begin printing and selling them again. And his company, Selma Verlag, this year celebrates its 70th anniversary, remaining one of the most important producers of such calendars. The chocolate bit, that happened in the 1950s, around the time that it was beginning to be popular around the world. President Eisenhower is sometimes credited with the American popularization of advent calendars by being photographed opening windows with his grandchildren. Today they're a global phenomenon, but at heart they retain the essence of counting down the days to Weihnachten or Christmas or Noel that began with those simple chalk scratches. At home we always had the holy scene, snow-covered village, angels with tinsel on their wings, or otherwise a Victorian Christmas scene. And because my parents didn't go in for sweets, I never had any of those, but my teeth are pretty good. Anyway, that's the end of that. Oh yes, the last thing was, yes, you can find pretty ones and naff ones. And for €425, you can buy a calendar which contains a tiny bottle of perfume behind each window. Well, the choice is yours. And you've got 10 days to organise yourselves. A couple of events to end on. Saturday at La Romieux in the Town Hall at 8:30, Bristolian guitar player Matt Elliott has a concert at 8:30 in the evening. That's November the 25th. It says about him that he has lived in France and he plays a folk, minimalist and intimate. This is obviously Google Translate, which can pass into the few bars from a dark ambience to a luminous grace. I have no idea what that means. Anyway, he plays a kind of fado guitar, which is quite melancholic, and it is beautiful and makes you think of Leonard Cohen. Booking is recommended. The price is €15, and if you want to know more, 0677182504. And also over the weekend, there's an exhibition of art at the Mairie in Lector and also at the Allograin from 10 to 6 all day, Saturday and Sunday. Very good for Christmas presents. And my favourite word of this week is potimarron. That's it from me.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais www.dfm930.com.